Well, this is the sound that many residents of Launceston have longed to hear.
Is someone getting the best, the best, the best, the best of you? Is someone getting the best, the best, the best, the best?
One of the biggest bands in the world will play just one Australian show next month. The Foo Fighters will play this one-off gig in January in the northern Tasmanian city of Launceston, in part thanks to funds provided by the state and local governments. So what are the economic benefits for Tasmania, and can the state afford it? The Mayor of Launceston, Matthew Garwood, is a big fan of the Fooies and joins me now. Matthew, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How did this happen?
So this all came about because there was an expressions of interest process, and the state government has a state body called Stadiums Tasmania, and just like many stadiums around the country, we put forward a bid and a proposal, and the Foo Fighters obviously have a pretty deep and personal connection with Tasmania. When we had the Beaconsfield mine incident, they were able to write the ballad of the Beaconsfield mine and have some beers with some of the survivors from that as well. They were in Australia at the time and did a bit of a call out and said, when you guys are out and safe, let's have a beer. And they followed through with that. So there is a personal tie with that one. And Michael Chaga's the promoter, a proud Tassie person himself. So there's some really good ties, but we're really stoked that Launceston's resonated with the Foo Fighters, and their management as a place that they'd like to come and do, like you said, the one and only show in Australia through January.
And the surviving miners in the Beaconsfield disaster, when connection was finally made, they were requesting Foo Fighters to listen to while they were still trapped underground. Is that right?
That's exactly right. There was like a tube acting as a funnel that was to get through. And one of the requests from Mr. Webb was that an iPod device at the time was put down the chute, and it had to have the Fooies on it. So, yeah, a really great story, and a great story of obviously tragedy but also survival and a personal connection with the Foo Fighters and Tassie.
So how much is it going to cost to bring the Foo Fighters to Launceston?
Sure. So working in conjunction, as you mentioned in the lead-in, with the state government and with us here at the local government at the City of Launceston, it's a $650,000 investment. And we know from the statistics and the data that we've got when Hawthorn plays here in Launceston at the same venue at UTAS Stadium, that they generate about, from that $1 million investment per game, about $10 million back into the local economy. So we're expecting about 11-to-1 return for our local economy here in Lonnie and in Tasmania. So we think that with that $650 all up, $500 from the state, $150 from us in local, that it's a really great benefit socially and economically. Puts us on the world stage. It gives us great opportunities, like to chat with you this morning and to put Launceston once again on the map and underline it a couple of times.
Has there been much pushback, Matthew? We've just had a credit rating downgrade for Tasmania. We're sort of in the peak politics regarding the stadium in Hobart. As well. Have you had some people who don't think this is a good idea?
There's always going to be conflicting ideas and thoughts, and it's a really important part of our community consultation as we go forward, particularly in local government. And I think Launceston's doing a really good job of that consultation at the moment. We really appreciate people's opposing views, and that really stems forward to better decision making. But this is aligning with plenty of that consultation, our strategic planning as we look to be a bit of an events hub, the social and economic impacts. But yeah, you're always going to have opposing views, particularly like what you just mentioned then. We had the stadium, which was approved through the lower house previously and the upper house just yesterday. So there are big conversations politically in Tasmania, especially around the debt, and the stadium very well might take 80 years to pay on. But for us in Launceston, we think that this absolutely aligns with where our community is excited to be heading, the momentum and the opportunity, not only for people to get out and about and actually go to something, but also to have, again, that economical boost, that social impact, the connection that comes with it, and to have some locals that are up there on the stage supporting the Fooies as well, which is just an incredible opportunity when you think of a 15 award-winning Grammy band that's coming to, you know, what we'd say is Little Launceston. Like, it's just an incredible opportunity, and I'm stoked that we've been successful in our proposal and stoked for the outcomes for our community.
What's the stadium in Hobart? What will that mean for you in Launceston? You were just talking about the economic activity when the Hawks come and play. How's that all going to work out for you in Lonnie?
Well, we've been very privileged, and as council, we actually owned UTAS Stadium until this year. We're working with the state government and the federal government around the $130 million that you'll, if you get to the concert, you'll see that it's a construction zone, just like it was at GMHBA in Geelong when the Fooey's played there a couple of years ago. So this is about taking our grassroots venues, in which York Park, where UTAS Stadium is situated, to the next level, and that's now at a Tier 2 professional level, in which we don't think it's super fair on our ratepayers to have to fund something, and it's not affordable and practical for us to be able to do something like a $130 million development. So that's where we've been really privileged to work with the federal and the state governments to really uplift our stadium. We're going to be really also privileged to have the Devils for the first few years whilst they build the stadium now that it's approved as well. So I like to say we've got a stadium up here in the north and we're not afraid to use it. So we look forward to having the Devils there, and we're still working with Hawthorn as well. So we will be the beneficiaries of that as well. But in the overall state, we're really excited that the Foo Fighters can showcase what UTAS Stadium can provide, as to what Matt Point very well might provide also.
So down the track, when the stadium in Hobart is up and running, will Hawthorn play there or still play in Launceston?
Sure, we've still got a heavy negotiation period going on at the moment with the Hawks, and they would be Launceston based still, I would imagine, depending on that contract and how we can work with the Devils and the Hawks. But we absolutely love the 25 years that we've celebrated with Hawthorn, and we look forward to continuing that conversation. Again, as a local government, we're putting forward from the council some further investments that we would really like Hawthorn to stay in the north. 25 years is an amazing investment into our local community also, and to have that Devil precinct in Hobart with the game still being sort of filtered and shared through to Launceston, we'd love the security of Hawthorn continuing to play their four games here alongside the Devils. That would be our prime outcome, and we're still in some negotiations with that. But yeah, we love working with Ash and the team at the Hawks and President Andy. So yeah, we'll continue those conversations.
Matthew, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Awesome. Thank you very much.